I want to greet each one in Jesus' name this morning. And I want to wish Happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers, school mothers, and all kinds of mothers, grandmothers. And it was such a blessing to be here yesterday at the school program and hear the things that were prepared. And I especially appreciated the emphasis that was put on the memory work, the 1 Corinthians 13 for the first graders, and all of them had some really good, just said it distinctly. And I would like to read this morning one of the chapters that was read, that was recited yesterday. It was such a beautiful one, Isaiah 35, because I think it goes well with what we are remembering this morning. You know, we've tried hard not to have communion on Mother's Day because, But you know, it's maybe it's appropriate to celebrate the ones who have given us natural life, as well as the one who gave us spiritual life on the same time. And you know, I'm keenly aware of the fact that since last Mother's Day, three of our mothers are missing. And others that have recently gone there as well. And so so what do we have left? We have memories, and we have lots of good things to think about, or at least I do. Put it that way. I'll speak from my own experience. When I think of communion and when I think of Mom, I think of the last time that she took communion. She was not here for the last number of times, but she was always present in spirit. And last fall, when we took communion, or maybe it was a little bit, I think it was, and it wasn't last fall, it was more than that, because she's been gone for almost a year. But yeah, the last time she took communion, we were having our service here, and I went home, and just during the time of the serving of the bread and the wine, and went home and had it with Mom and Jen, and it was a very warm and special time. I knew that was going to be a good memory. I knew it at the time that we were doing it, that this would be something we could look back on with good memories. And so, as we go through life, it is important to think about the things that will make good memories and be intentional about making that happen. There were lots of other things that I think about in the fact that Mom was very involved in life. And after Dad was gone, the first few years I would always stop my cattle trailer when I was hauling a load of calves to the sale, and she would come out and look at him and make her comments about him. When I would bring the check back, I would take it into her, and she would, you know, just want to know how much this one weighed and how much it brought and so on. She was always pleased about that. I'd go out in the field and find my tallest stalk of grass before I cut hay and bring it into her. And I remember one time a stem of orchard grass came all the way to my shirt pocket. And she was always involved in what was happening. She was so unselfish and giving and loving. It's just I have just nothing but good memories there. But it was because of a relationship. It was because of, she was not only my mother, but she was my friend. And really, that's the kind of relationship, or a similar relationship, is what God wants us to have with Him. Not only that He is our maker, but He's also our friend. And that's what blessed me so much in a special way with the songs that were sung yesterday and the verses that were shared was that, you know, it was not only instruction of what to do, but a love in how it was done. I'd like to turn now to Isaiah chapter 35. I thought you youngsters did such a beautiful job on that. And it was such a blessing in all of it, actually, the whole program. We went to Fairland and enjoyed their program, and I thought the teachers had put so much thought and care into what was shared, and then I came here and felt the same way. It was just such a blessing to see the care that was put into the program. So teachers, bless you all. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them. The desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it. The excellency of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. And the habitations of dragons where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And an highway shall be there, and a way. And it shall be called the way of holiness, and the unclean shall not pass over it. But it shall be for those, the wayfaring man, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and with everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. You know, this is a picture of, I don't know if Isaiah had a clear vision of what was coming or not, but at least he had some clarity of words. When he talked about how it would be when Jesus would come and the gospel would be preached to the world and a bridge made that would be a way back to God. He talked about some physical things that were going to happen, that the blind were going to be made to see and the dumb talk, the lame man leap as an hart. All of those things were going to became a reality. But as we look around us now, we still see blind people, we still see dumb, we still see the lame and so on. And so it wasn't just for Jesus' particular time, but it's something that we can look forward to in the future when all the brokenness will be healed. Everything that is wrong now will someday be all made new and right. And this morning we want to think about the bridge that connects those two times. And that was the suffering, the death of Christ, his salvation that he provided as we believe in him and trust him for that. Just one interesting thing from this week. One of my nieces is they've done foster care for a number of children. And this week they had to let a little boy go back that they've had a long time. A little 2-year-old they've given lots and lots of care to. He went back to his biological mother that wasn't really a good mother, but they're trying to make this work. And of course, mothers, I admire people that do this kind of work because you get emotionally attached and it's tough to let it go. But earlier this week, somebody put on our chat that to pray for Mont and Heidi, that they're going to be letting Lucas go back this week. And so we were, some of us, a number of us were trying to give them some encouragement and so on. And then the next day, my sister Martha wrote that she has Mom's devotional books, and Mom often makes just little comments about it on the days that she would think. And on this particular day, the next day after Heidi and Mont let their little boy go, was this little note. Excuse me. It just said, pray for Heidi. It couldn't have been more appropriate or timed better than that. And so I think about that, the words, the people, the connections, the relationships that, though they are gone, they're speaking yet. You know, I think of it when I stand behind this pulpit and I see the work of Robert Beiler and the work that he has done, and when he could see and was woodworking, he would make beautiful furniture and so on. And so, you know, now he's gone, but his work lives on. And so, not just in a temporal sense, but in a spiritual sense, we can build a relationship that will live on. And, you know, I think that as time goes on, we see God for who he is. Somebody has said that God is holy, 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 and it never says that he is love, love, love. I think one day we are going to understand that his love is his holiness. This is the thing that sets him apart in a very definite way from all other gods. A bridge, and Jesus was that bridge that we can celebrate today. I'd like to read yet in closing Isaiah 55. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend that money for which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou knowest, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and the nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, saith the Lord, neither are your ways my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but waters the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be for the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. God is promising the things that we need and the life that we live for our time. Let's come before the Lord in prayer.